Welcome to the DC Daily Drop, your one-stop shop for today's important news in DC movies, TV, and comics. Here are your hosts, Tom and Zach.
Hello and welcome to a Wednesday edition of the DC Daily Drop. We've got a slow news day today, but luckily it is Comic Book Wednesday, and September 28th happens to be recognized as Lex Luthor's birthday in many continuities anyway.
Happy birthday, Lexi.
Yeah, what a stand-up guy. He's always trying to save the world, you know, great humanitarian, all sorts of nice things he does for everyone.
Yeah.
Really, he's just trying to rid the world of those alien menaces from outer space.
I don't think we can blame him for that.
No. So today we're going to look back on Action Comics number 23. This is back in... was released in April of 1940. It is the first appearance of Lex Luthor, even though he isn't called that. He's just called Luthor. And it is quite a doozy. I haven't read much Action Comics before this. I read Action Comics number one and a couple others, but I'm not 100% on everything that's happened in between. You've read Action Comics number one, right?
Yeah.
And that's the first appearance of Superman. But this has... So obviously it's a Superman story, and it's not 100% the Superman that people know. Superman can jump really high, but he can't fly. He's got, you know, he's strong and he's fast and he's got X-ray vision, but I don't think he has heat vision or freeze breath. At least they didn't show it.
Yeah.
Because that could have come in handy a couple times anyway. But the official synopsis of this from Comixology is that it's the first appearance of Superman's longtime nemesis and archrival Lex Luthor. Credited as Luthor and with a full head of red hair, this issue features a battle of brawn versus brains between the villain and the Man of Steel for the life of Lois Lane. The way this story goes, essentially, back in these days, they shoved a lot of story in a little bit of paper. There's only 14 pages, but... we essentially establish that there's a war between two countries. Lois Lane and Clark Kent are there to report on it. Superman, during this time, happens to uncover that someone is behind the war. Go figure, it's Lex Luthor. And he is forcing these two countries into conflict. His ultimate goal is to start a world war. And then once all the world's militaries are fatigued, he's going to take over and essentially run the world. And of course we wrap up luckily with Superman also basically negotiating a peace treaty between two companies. Quite an impressive man, this Superman. What'd you think about this story, Zach?
Yeah, like you said, there's a lot going on here. but it's pretty cool to see the very first time that Luthor is introduced. He is just using his smartness to make other people fight each other instead of getting involved himself. There's some strange things that you don't really expect in Superman. He like shoots a gun at one point. He shoots down a plane with some guns.
Yeah, shoots down multiple planes. Just takes over a plane's guns and just shoots down some other ones and smashes some other ones.
Lois Lane is obsessed with Superman already at this point, and she kind of thinks that Clark Kent is a nice reporter, but he's kind of bumbling and not that great. But she always is passed out or whatever when Superman's around, and she just really wants to meet him.
she's very much a 1940s sort of damsel in distress for most of this issue, especially.
Yeah. Definitely. Luthor is kind of a creeper. He's weird. He's really, really weird in this.
Yeah.
He has like this weird rock face thing that he can control somehow that shoots laser beams and cuts people in half. And then...
yeah, none of that's explained, but yeah, he's got this laser ray beam thing that can damage Superman. It doesn't completely take him out, but it does weaken him.
Yeah. And he's not very patient because... he calculates that it would take 5 minutes for him to damage Superman, and he basically just gives up. He's like, fine, whatever, I'm just going to blow up a city because I don't have time to wait for you. And that's when Superman swoops in and saves the day.
I really like that this is 76 years old, and in some ways it is nothing like any Lex Luthor we've seen since then, but in a lot of ways it's almost identical to what you would expect. You know, like you had mentioned, it's Lex Luthor pitting two enemies against each other for his gain, and he's evil, he's diabolical, and he's just using his smarts to make superpowered beings bend to his will.
Yeah. It's something interesting else about these old comic books that you don't really see in the new ones is this is a new media. A lot of people were getting into comic books, still figuring out how it worked, basically. And so a lot of times there is like an arrow pointing you to where you need to read next. And then a lot of times with some text in it, like explaining what is happening, they over explain everything, not counting on you.
Yeah, something that's obviously happening.
Right.
Like you hear the phone call from one of the military leaders, and then they also point out that it's a suspicious phone call.
Right.
You could get that from the text, but
yeah, going back to what you said, yeah, I think it is kind of crazy. Like he looks totally different. There's some weird things about the way he acts, but he's totally Luthor. I would still recognize him as Lex Luthor, like the way what he's doing. So it's kind of cool that they've kept that this long.
Yeah, he's been written by dozens of people, drawn by dozens of people over nearly 8 decades, but it's still, you know, it's still true to the character in the main ways. He also had, like we said before, he's got a full head of red hair. Interestingly enough, he was never even bald until a year after this story, and that was because of an artist's mistake. So he was actually originally intended to have a full head of red hair, and they, of course, later retconned it or added stories to explain why he was bald. A lot of the times he blamed Superman for it or Superboy. But I just thought that was interesting.
Yeah.
Another fun thing, there was a scene, I think, on the first page of Superman basically catching a bomb. And there's two or three panels there that reminded me so much of the Ultimate Edition of Batman v Superman, where he catches the bombs in the Africa scene, and it's really extended in the Ultimate Edition where he's catching a bomb and you see KGB standing there smiling, and it really reminded me of that. And it wouldn't surprise me at all if Zack Snyder just used that as inspiration.
Yeah, he is so so deep into comics too. Like, yeah, I bet anything if he's filming a movie with Lex Luthor in it, he's going to go read the first time that Lex Luthor was introduced.
Yeah, and of course you can't forget my personal favorite part is at the end there. I actually laughed out loud where Superman is trying to take Lex in, but Lex sends three guards after him, and Superman just starts picking him up and throwing him around and says, "Look, I'm juggling!" exclamation point. And it was just so funny, so 1940s. I think it should be a superpower called the Super Juggles, but it was just really funny how he was just tossing him around like that.
Yeah. I think my favorite part, little funny part like that too, was it was closer to the beginning, but basically Superman, Clark Kent, he really takes his job as a reporter seriously, so much so that he continues to be a reporter even when he's Superman. Like, he dons his outfit and goes and jumps around so that he can take better pictures. Like, he wants to get the scoop for his article, so he's going to turn into Superman to do it.
Uses his superpowers to get good photos.
Right.
Of course. That's really funny. Yeah, like you said, it's very... They do explain a lot in the text, but it's very interesting. It's easy to pick up if you want to read it, and you know, you don't really need to know the backstory of anything before that. Back in those days, the comics were very much single issues, and not, they do tell a larger story, but you can pick up any one of them and understand it.
Mm-hmm.
I guess that's all we have to say for today. I guess happy birthday to Lex Luthor. And we'll talk to you again tomorrow.
Thanks for listening. And make sure to check out DC Daily Drop on Twitter, Facebook, and DCDailyDrop.com. Drop by tomorrow for more DC news.